And it's operated to...
It's got a little thermostat you plug in it.
Oh, yeah, so an electric skillet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a place, let's say if you don't have a washing machine and a dryer, a place that's coin operated where you do your dirty clothes?
A laundromat.
Any other words for that?
Well, coin operated laundry, or it could be a laundromat.
People like to say washateria?
Yeah, washateria, yes.
Okay. In the bathroom, a container that you might keep your dirty clothes in with a lid on it, what would you call that?
Calling it a dirty clothes hamper.
Okay. And if you wanted to clean this rug, more than likely you'd use what on it to roll back and forth?
Well, I use a vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the thing inside the vacuum cleaner that the dust is collected in?
A dust bag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And say if you wanted to mop your floor, linoleum floor, what kind of container might you use for the water and detergent and all that?
I use a bucket.
Any particular material?
Oh, well, it could be plastic, it could be tin.
Mm-hmm. But you'd still just use a general term?
Bucket, very seldom I say pail. You
pail. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have one of these things in your kitchen that can be used to reduce the mass of garbage?
No, I don't have.
Trash?
I don't have.
Have you seen one of those?
Yes,
or
I have.
Maybe with it?
Mm-hmm. I just call it a compressor, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the big container that you would use for throwing your general refuse in, you know, putting it out on the street for the garbage man?
Garbage can?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, you usually see these around supermarkets. Sometimes you see them on the side of the road out in the country. But they're really big containers, metal containers, where people or stores throw all the trash, you know, and they have these special trucks that come around and pick those things up and dump them.
Yeah. Well, we refer to those as waste control containers.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Ever heard the word dumpster?
Yes. Dumpster, use it for dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Is it just the single word dumpster, or is it, is there a combination word for that?
Well, I think in terms, sometimes of the truck itself.
Mm-hmm.
The truck that maneuvers this container,
yeah,
you know, to empty it.
Yeah.
As being the dumpster.
Oh, the truck is the dumpster.
Well, that's, you know,
mm-hmm,
usually sometimes I guess the way that we look,
mm-hmm,
at it.
Okay. All right, talking about something a little bit different. A man who was in charge of a funeral home. He might be the manager, might be the one who prepares the bodies. What would you call him?
The man that prepares the bodies?
Mm-hmm.
Call him the embalmer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other names for people who work at funeral homes?
Yeah, we might have the funeral director.
Mm-hmm.
Well, licensed mortician.
Okay. Is the word undertaker used much around here?
Sometimes, not as much as it once was.
Of those terms that you mentioned, would an undertaker be equivalent to either mortician or funeral home director or embalmer, or is he somebody different?